But this right now we're going to go to John in McCall. You have a question for Senator Crapo? Go ahead.
Yes, Senator, first of all, thank you for this forum.
Sure.
My question is, how much is the confidence should we have and do you have in this $700 billion figure? It seems to me that, you know, if that number isn't correct, then a few weeks, a few months down the road, we're back dealing with this again and, you know, another crisis.
I think, go ahead.
I'm just concerned about, because of the lack of oversight, you know, how do we know that that number is good?
Well, John, you have raised a critical question that I don't know the answer to, and the fact that I can't give you the answer to that means that we don't have the answer, because, like I said, I sit on the committees that's been committee that has been at the center of evaluating this. What we are hearing from the Department of Treasury and from the Federal Reserve is that this is their best estimate of what is needed, and they are saying that they think it's a very bold action, and of course it is. But they're saying that they believe that they most likely would not need to use more than $700 billion. But just the fact that even they, in testimony before the committee, could not state with certainty that $700 billion was enough raises an additional reason to me for us to be very careful and prudent as we evaluate this in Congress. And recall my earlier points at the beginning of the town meeting. The approach that is being taken here is one of trying to eliminate the illiquid assets in an entire segment of our market, not just with regard to a couple of companies that might be too big to fail, so to speak, or might have such a major impact on the economy that we should try to provide some liquidity to them. This is an effort to remove failing assets or distressed assets from an entire segment of our economy, the securitized mortgages. And the scope of that is so large that it's very difficult to know whether $700 billion is enough. Frankly, we already know that there are more, well more, maybe twice as many more distressed mortgages than that amount, mortgage securities. And so it's an excellent question, and it's one that should cause us very, very serious pause as we evaluate whether to take this market-wide approach to providing liquidity from the taxpayer as opposed to an approach that simply strengthens the money market funds and assures that they don't fall, and then works on an individual basis if there are pieces of the economy that of the financial sector that need to have some liquidity provided to them.